listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022 is finally upon us. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to my partner in crime, Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here, as always, and Happy New Year.
Glad to have you. Welcome to those joining us live. We always appreciate you joining us, and thanks to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, as always, we'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are, 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. All right, so tonight we're going to have a bit more of a kind of free-willing discussion. It's the first Spirit of Life that we've done in the new year, 2022. I think a lot of change is in the air. I think last week we were really talking a lot about, you know, new horizons and, you know, how the actions that we take in this life will be building and creating the world that we live in.
You know, I'd like to start off by, I watched a video today, Michael, and this, I really want to mention this video. There is a young poet, orator, named Shane Koizan, K-O-Y-C-Z-A-N. Of course, you say Z-A-N in the U.S., but Z-A-N. A young guy who's been a speaker for a number of years. But he just put out a video called A Tomorrow. And watching this today, it's so inspirational. There will be a tomorrow. And that's kind of his movement. But in this 7-minute video, so go watch it later, guys, not right now. Stay with us. And but he's on YouTube. So he addresses all the realities of these changing times. He addresses everything from, you know, the essential workers to social structures. And it's so well done, but he keeps bringing it back to there is a tomorrow. There will be a tomorrow. And how that's based on how, you know, how we decide to create ourselves comes from a place of love. And that's his message, basically in this whole video. I'm asked to put his name in the chat, which I'm going to do right now. I've got to go back and get the spelling of his name, C-Z-A-N. And well, K-O-Y-C-Z-A-N. So for anybody who's listening in the archives, the first name is Shane. Now, I went back to Look at some of Shane's other videos. He did an awesome TED Talk back in 2013, basically about what it is to be a kid and all the things that go through the mind of a teenager, the mixed messages of society, the bullying, the messages we grow up with, and about being brave and being you. And I am so inspired, Michael, by these extraordinary people, and however scarce we might think they are, they're with us, and they're doing good work, and they're speaking their voices, and there is this magic. Now, so that's kind of what I hang on to, and for as much as I know, we're all kind of in a, you know, a big pot of stress, you know, Omicron. I still feel that that's a Star Wars kind of name. R2-D2 will be next. Well,
anybody who's watched Futurama recognizes Omicron Persei 8.
Yeah, but, okay, there you go. But it's, so, I mean, yes, there's so many things, but it's these voices that have been whispers that are getting louder, and that inspires me. It makes me hopeful.
Absolutely.
And that's how I wanted to start off tonight's program. I know we didn't talk about that before the program tonight, but that's kind of what I had in my mind, and to share that. And it's a very moving video, so when we're done here or anytime, those of you who are friends with me on Facebook, I've got the link on there, and check it out. You know, check out this and feel those words, because they stir in all of us. But he is so eloquent with his language presentation, and it's pure artistry. And that's what we need more of. We need to feel more inspired instead of watching all this dirt.
This is very true. And art, its fundamental role is to inspire us. You know, nothing human beings do is without some kind of evolutionary value, is my hypothesis. Excuse me. And fiction, you know, often prepares us for different ways of thinking, different ways of looking at things. Science fiction prepares us for the future and what to expect in a changing world. Poetry, artistry, you know, visual art, spoken word, things like that, they inspire. They help motivate you to search your soul. And, you know, I think we're definitely on the same page of talking about hope and positivity tonight. You know, and you said that there are whispers that are growing louder. I think that there are more good, truly good people out there than we think, than we often realize. The bad can be so loud that you can't hear the good, in the good whispers, as it were. And I think it's unfortunate, but, you know, every day there are wonderful things happening. You know, Dr. Hunter and I were just talking about rescues before the program, and dog rescue specifically. And there are some organizations that are doing wonderful work. You know, I do not often like to quote the Bible, but when I do, it's usually this phrase, and it is, we are judged by how we treat the least amongst us. And there are no more least amongst us than animals. And those who mistreat animals are, well, they lack an element of humanity. I think there's a brutality there. And to see people that take time and money and energy and resources, and they put it into rehabilitating these animals, these wonderful animals, it is truly a wonderful thing. And there are many examples of things exactly like that that are inspiring. And hope is the foundation for everything else. Without hope, we can't move forward. Art gives us that. I think I'm really looking forward to looking into. I don't want to pronounce the last name because it's been too long since you said it, and I can't recall Khoisan. Exactly how. Was it?
Khoisan. I think
Khoisan. Yeah. I already have him up on my Google. I'm looking forward to catching up on a video.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You know, I'm with you. So I'd like to challenge everybody, you know, because I know you probably in your daily routine at some point you check the news, at some point you see what's up in the world, you get on social media. I'm going to challenge everybody to at least once a day go find something online or otherwise that inspires you. And I know I had a discussion with my second daughter today on the phone about, she's saying, what inspires me? And it's like looking into yourself about, you know, when you have ideas or what moves you, what moves you to create art or what moves you to go to work, what, you know, what inspires you.
Star Trek. Go on.
That too. And so it's touching base every day with something inspirational. Even if, look, if it means looking through Pinterest because you like crafts and seeing what people are doing, that's inspirational. So it's find something that's good to challenge yourself, you know, to at least find that one moment. That one moment will turn into 2 moments, 3 moments, and it's infectious in a positive way, because that's the thing to build on. I know I have to. It's an exercise for me, too. I have to do that every day. Even if you have a meditative type of day, hanging out, cleaning the house, whatever, find that something that, oh, and it moves you in a really, in a positive, loving way. And I think if we could all just do a little more of that for 2022, we can weather these storms that we're all in a little better, you know.
It's about enjoying those wonderful moments that come along, and you have to enjoy them, because that is the brighter side of life. That is what makes all of this worth it.
I totally agree. And thanks to Teresa for putting the link into the chat. If I was better on my game, I'd have done that. But Teresa had my back there, Michael. I love that.
Hey, that's why we like it when people join us live. It you know, always helps add perspectives and helpful links. So thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Teresa.
Yeah. You know, I think what, and I've been, you know, thinking, yeah, we're going to have an open discussion tonight. But a couple of things that have been on my mind about people is, Dr. Kelly very well laid out the bachelor courses in a way for self-discovery, introspection, you know, kind of catching us on our inadvertent dysfunctions, right? And that's, it's like these building blocks of what you go through in the program to expand your own self-awareness, consciousness, and then, of course, make you brilliant by the time you get your master's and PhD.
Well, naturally.
You know? Of course. And that, you know, that development in yourself. And when I've been thinking lately about how many people really believe, and I've found myself in a few situations where dysfunction is normalized. Like, and they don't know they're dysfunctional. And I thought, like, okay. I mean, I had been working on myself for a long time in many ways, but then, of course, we know it's a lot of years ago now that I went through the IMHS program, and, you know, the evolution is clear. But I'm amazed at, I feel sometimes that I'm living in a, or going to work in a, not here, but otherwise, a special needs place.
Right.
And I know that sounds so arrogant of me, but that's how I kind of keep my sanity. It's like, they're dysfunctional and they don't know they're dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Like they know something is wrong and they're not happy. And then I just started a new part-time job in a shoe store. I'll just say that out loud. And their cleanliness isn't up to par, in my view. They think Windex cleans bacteria, and I'm going, oh my God. So, I went yesterday, so it's kind of one day a week or so, and I brought my own alcohol cleaner, right? Wear my mask. Oh, you know.
And so they thanked you for taking initiative.
Yes, of course. And I noticed that one woman now is wearing her mask more often, and there, you know, a few little things changed. And I thought, if I can do anything by my example, you know, of setting some kind of positive energy. And then when people are gossiping in a negative way, I either walk away or I inject a question. Now, that question is just to provoke them to expand beyond what their discussion is. It's really interesting. So it's a good study for me in human nature and, of course, getting out and being able to meet people within, you know, some safe zones. And it's they don't know they're dysfunctional. That and I realize that. They each are in their own reality fighting for that reality. And that was kind of a wake-up thing because everybody wants control. And I know we talked about this last mm-hmm. week, Michael, about the difference between management and control. But they're so hanging on to their need for acknowledgement, need for importance, need to be heard, validation. I mean, I could give a whole list to describe
what I
feel that they're in need of but don't know how to get, you know?
Well, it's and I think a lot of it, I do seem to think that a lot of dysfunctional behaviors can get tied up into a toxic concept of an identity of what something is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's...
And them esteem.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And always trying to conform to what you think is expected of you, but at the cognitive dissonance that creates when it's not necessarily who you are. Which is why we are left with the only sane option. We have to just simply be who we are. What else can we do? There is no other option. You know? And
live by example.
Exactly, live by example. And like you were saying, look for those moments of positivity to reinforce that. To give you the strength to keep pushing on even in the face of adversity. Even in the face of disagreeable people who can be rude, crude, and mean about things, who can talk down to you, put you down, act as if they're better than you, things like that. And, you know, it is unfortunate that is often a human characteristic, but through awareness, self-reflection, we can grow beyond these things. And it's also pretty damn important to not forget that we are human beings, all of us, and that we might be in danger of doing something that we don't think of in the moment as being offensive or crude or mean, but they can be to the other party. I think that has to be, we have to be aware of ourselves. We can't just assume that we're always the good guy all the time on an individual level. We have to always re-examine ourselves from a third perspective as best we can. We're all going to have the bias of our limited perspective from one life point, from one individual, but do the best we can to reflect, to make sure that we are trying to live up to doing what's right, to, you know, again, not only do no harm, but do right. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean to do right? Where do you draw the line? What is the action that you take? And I think it takes a lot of soul searching and a lot of self-reflection to make sure that you're not straying into dangerous territory.
Well, and those are all the skills that, you know, I like to believe that students of IMHS or TFU and those of, you know, who are, you know, in our chat room right now and who listen in the archives have a pretty good foundation for understanding that. Of course, the key is always in the applications of it, right? It's like, how do we apply ourselves? You know, now with some more self-understanding and, you know, no, more knowledge, what do we do with that? And it is simple, as you said, Michael, just be, do you. But checking in with ourselves, we're always learning. We're always having to grow. And that, and don't get me wrong, I think we're here to be creators. But if we don't continue to learn, then that flow of energy, that frequency of energy and moving forward kind of gets inhibited. So it's to stay open to always learning about these new dimensions of self and new dimensions of other people and being observant. So observant of self, but observant of others. And stand really, you know, again, we got this other preference versus principle to think about. So all these wonderful key teachings in the program, it is all there. So when you do feel a little lost, just go back and remember those things. And, okay, is this the right thing to do? Is this a preference versus a principle? You know?
Right.
And 'cause all those little, as Dr. Kelly would say, all those little gems are written in there. We just have to recall that. And if you have to do it 10 times a day until it becomes more natural to you, then that's what we do. I go through my days and my eyes get sore from rolling back sometimes, you know? And I'm with everybody else, human and otherwise. But to stay in who I am. Can some people throw me off my game sometimes? Oh, yeah. Because time I think I've seen it all, Michael, I ain't seen nothing. I thought people couldn't shock me anymore. Yeah, it's not true. You know?
Yeah.
But I want to be a part of what's good and for the betterment, no matter in what way I look at that. If I need to stay home and gather my energy, gather my spirits, and do that self-care day, that's what I got to do. And I think we all need to do that. So in projecting our energy for this year, I think that those are really key things to think about that helps us to remain sturdy, hopeful, inspired, and living in our goodness. Now, I don't mean don't challenge things when they need to be challenged, but again, that's principle versus preference.
Yeah, what hill do you want to die on for what cause, right?
Exactly.
What battles are you going to fight? It's all a judgment call in a lot of ways, but with fundamental values, we can really fine-tune that. Like, for example, not trying to control others, not trying to control things that you have no right to control. And when it comes to, you know, there are always lines, but ultimately, everybody has the free will to make their own choices. That also means that everybody has the free will to make the wrong choices. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm making wrong choices right now and don't even realize it. I have no doubt. But that's just the name of the game. We do the best we can and we push forward and we do find the goodness in the world, the goodness in the day. Because really what we're talking about is finding the strength, the energy, the inspiration to take those things that we think about and turn it into reality through our actions, through our ability to focus, deliberate intent. And really what you're talking about, Dr. Hunter, is the need to be healthy. I mean, especially mentally healthy, healthy soul. And there is that mind-body connection as well. You are talking about the importance of learning that we are creators, but we're also here to learn. And that is fundamental. It just so happens I was listening to an interview with a neuroscientist, and I can't recall his name, so I can't cite him. I apologize. But he was basically, they were talking about things that stave off dementia, Alzheimer's. The interviewer's father was convinced that doing the crossword every day would help him with his cognitive skills. And the neuroscientist said something along the lines of, yeah, maybe moderately, but what really helps is stimulating the mind, and that's by learning or perfecting a skill or adding something. To do things that you're used to doing that you know, simply remembering facts you already know is not going to form the new pathways that lead to that kind of healthy mind. But learning new skills, learning new facts, learning new things, just learning new things keeps the mind healthy. And further, there's the connection with the body that, especially as we age, the more we exercise, the more, the healthier our blood circulation, the more blood circulates through our mind. It helps keep things in balance. Again, it is really the relationship between the physical and the mental. It's always a give and take. It's a pull. It's not one or the other. Things that we imagine manifest into emotions, manifest into physical reactions, manifest into physical actions in the world. So the mind, the abstract thoughts that we have, can be very real, and the hope that we have to make this world a better place is very real. It's not just a platitude, but we need the strength to make it into a reality.
But. Well, I totally agree, Michael, and of course we usually agree with each other.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, of course. Yeah, we're cheerleaders.
Well, that's pretty easy.
Well, And I think this is the whole point of why we do this program every week. You know, we, aside from the fact you and I like to hang out, you know, but it's a way to be inclusive, reach out, continue to learn, you know, to connect with each other and to keep growing. Mm-hmm. And keeping ourselves stimulating, feeling like we're part of a community. And that's why we do this. You know, it's all an extension, of course, ICMH and the schools. And, you know, and thanks to Dr. Kelly for that, for making it happen all the time, you know. And it's what we need to be really much more connected with ourselves in this year more than ever. I mean, look, the last couple of years has been a ride, and we can all say that about our lives, you know, what a ride. But we're all really tired. People are tired. People are irritable. People are sick of it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So this is the time right now to check in with ourselves. Be real serious about it for a moment and say, no, this is not going to get the better of me. I am me. And that's why I wanted to bring that up today to say, come on, everybody, you know, let's just be good. You know, this too will pass, and there will be a tomorrow. You know, this isn't the end of the world. This is nothing is forever. You know, it's,
yeah. Well, I think that is one of the eternal, you know, fountains of hope, is that nothing is forever, that everything goes in cycles and ebbs and flows. And if we're in a dark cycle, we know that things will change. And with change comes possibility for wonderful things. That's why, you know, we can't always fear change. Yes, change can bring bad things as well, but it is opportunity. And often it is how we react to change that defines whether it is good or bad for us.
Well, I'm going to sidestep the topic for a minute, if you don't mind, or maybe more than a minute. Because what's also coming to mind is to throw in a bit of humor, because we all got to live with a bit of humor in our lives, people. And whatever it takes to get through your day. However, there is, and I saw it, and I can't remember her name. I'm sorry, I should have bookmarked it or something. But there's a Russian woman who is in her 90s, been blind since she was 11, and she makes these global predictions, apparently a visionary psychic, and talks about what's coming. Now, some say she's off the wall. Some say she's made some very accurate predictions, like 9/11 and a number of other global events. So the most recent ones, though, apparently she predicted a COVID virus and stuff. Yeah, a lot of people have. And so, you know, COVID will be around, but it's going to fall off. There's a few other political things she projected. But the one that caught me, drum roll, please, we're going to be attacked by aliens.
I don't know how to feel about
see?
That.
That was a showstopper.
I mean, on the one hand, you're happy that finally, you know, it's widespread knowledge. But on the other hand, they're shooting lasers at your town. And, you know, why can't we have the Starship Enterprise now? We need somebody to defend us.
But it occurs to me, though, it's all an interpretation. And, I mean, if somebody's afraid of aliens, and, oh, Teresa found it. There she goes. Teresa again. She went and found the article. Thank you very much. And thank you, Teresa, seriously. I think from this woman's perspective, if she saw aliens, she might automatically assume we're under attack.
Mm. Well, she is Russian. They are a very paranoid, you know, watchful bunch.
Americans aren't. Sorry.
Oh, I know. Up there in Canada. Everything looks better in Canada.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't
That's
you
true.
Know? It's true. I know.
Not really.
That's why I'm getting you to sponsor me, but go on.
I think, though, it's perspective. And I thought, wow, if extraterrestrials actually, you know, made it impossible to hide the fact that they're here, I'd be, oh, let's all go for dinner. This is great.
Well, and I think everybody... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
you. I'm just saying, from her perspective, that would be an attack. You see an alien ship, and it's, oh, we're under attack. So I don't know. But, of course, there's been more disclosure information. That's for sure. But I don't know. I'm excited. So that's a little bit of hopefulness that I'm hanging on to, Michael, that this could be the year that it's all exposed.
Yeah.
And Wendy's saying, I think the word attack is incorrect. Visit is more like it.
I very much hope so. And, you know, frankly, I think, I don't think that the Earth is particularly that unique or that we have something that can't be easily found elsewhere. So I don't think that it would, you know, why put the resources into some kind of invasion where you can just as easily get anything that's on Earth somewhere else without having to displace a population. But nonetheless...
I think they've been here forever, Michael.
Well, so I think that that's
hybrid.
True. I mean, I think that the span of time is very long. Recorded human history is roughly 6,000 years of what we can look back on that people have written. Archaeology goes back further, and that is but a blink of an eye. Human history itself, as we anatomically are, you know, what is essentially a human, even though we're changing every day as a population, has been around for maybe 100,000 years. And for the bulk of that time, we have no written records. We have no history. It's darkness.
We don't know.
We have some archaeological evidence, but we don't know. And there is infinite possibility in this universe.
Yep.
And that has both, you know, wondrous and horrifying connotations. But the truth is that Well, the truth, I think, is that it's going to be something far more beautiful and wonderful than we realize in the scope of what the truth of existence is. And I also do kind of get the feeling that, all right, people are starting to drop some hints. You know, you basically see all the declassification coming from the Pentagon. You see reports about NASA reaching out to talk about, you know, how to deal with people if you do announce that you find life and things like that. So... You know, who knows, but I think little breadcrumbs are being, you know, kind of sprinkled around to acclimate people to the concept of sentient life outside of this planet. And, you know, I think that there are going to be a lot of people that are afraid and people that are paranoid, not just in Russia. So, you know, much love for you, actually. I mean, admittedly, yeah, a bit of a paranoid bunch, but I've had a lot of love for Russian history. It's been fascinating. Utterly a fascinating topic.
Well, I tell you, I'm hopeful for this year. I have no idea. Well, I have a few ideas, but I don't know for a fact what we're, you know, in for, except what I've said before. You know, COVID's going to start to taper off. There'll be other things. It'll always be here. But, you know, we're going to start to find a new state of normal.
That's true. And
I'm optimistic. I mean, I know the world's a little bit messy and been messy before, and we need to address a few things, and I think that we have the ability to do that, and I think a growing motivation to do that. But when I think of, oh, finally, you know, alien species showing themselves and the government can't hide it, I'm up for that. That makes me excited.
Well, but what happens if aliens get here and they're just, you know, kind of a-holes like a lot of other people are, trying to sell you extended warranties and different things like that.
Insurance policies, space travel.
We've come here to give you our highly advanced insurance and, you know, different policies. Teach you all new facets of different things.
And we've got a better ride than Jeff Bezos, so there you go, you know, cheaper.
Yeah, right, really. But, you know, it's... It is interesting. I'm hoping for a little bit more arrival this year than Independence Day, but I think we can all hope for that. But
I got to tell you, Michael, I don't know if you would remember this, but about 20-some years ago, there was a show. I had a, you know, that blip in your brain where you have it right there and then it's gone. But it's another old sci-fi series. where the Talons come to Earth.
Talons,
come on.
The only thing, I haven't watched
First
it.
Contact, something.
Oh, are you thinking of the Jodie Foster movie, where she builds the machine?
This is a series, and it's on Amazon. And so I remembered it from, it started in 1997, the last show.
Are you thinking of, I haven't seen it, but Stargate?
No, it's that was Doctor Canadian Who. Production. You know that, hey? Yay.
Hey, well, hey, bully for Canada.
I'll find it and I'll remember it for next week. But
so sci-fi with Talons coming to the Earth.
First Contact something. Hmm. Now, of course, you know I have to go check this out, right?
Well.
Because, it's going to bug me now. But I don't know. I find it all perfectly entertaining how the human mind can create such bizarre things. Like, in your wildest
That's an understatement.
Imagination, you know, in your wildest imagination, can you really, you know, are you kidding me? This, and it's just so gnarly and silly sometimes. Earth Final Conflict, Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
I don't remember the name of the aliens, but I remember the show.
Yeah. It's very entertaining. It's fun. And it's silly, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, I think that and you know, hey, let's just, I know we're going to be pulling cards soon, but I'm going to throw my nerd credentials on the table. I'm going to say Firefly was kind of that same way, where,
yeah,
you know, silly and, you know, cheesy at times, but just wonderful and great chemistry. But you know, I think that so the it's been so long. I remember the name. I remember watching it when it came out, but it was a minute ago, and I wasn't, you know, quite that old. But were they peaceful, or were they coming in invasion? I can't remember.
What, in Firefly?
No, in the Earth Final.
Earth Final Con? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's all twisted and underhanded, and, you know, these are the good guys. And then that blips out, and now there's different bad guys with different species. You know, it's all
They're all
nonsense.
Coming for our resources, our gold and our water, you know.
or humans are their food source, you know. That's.
Have they not tried steak?
Yeah, I know. But it's fun, yeah. And it's entertaining me, and I don't know, it's I think some of those, I mean, I do appreciate all the special effects of today's film, trust me.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Boba Fett is now new one.
Yeah, the Book of Boba
Wendy
Fett.
Boba Fett, that's right.
Boba.
Wendy just mentioned Wheel of Time. I watched
that's on my list.
It's a really good one. I watched the whole first. See,
we need to start getting some money from Amazon.
I think so. And I think that it also says I watch way too much.
Well, sci-fi. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I was going to say is we have been talking a lot about, you know, healthy thoughts, healthy actions, positive thinking, you know, learning, taking time to improve yourself. There's a balance to that. You know, not everything in life is work. Not everything in life is, you know, something that's serious, something that is intense, or, you know, intense study all the time. You have to be able to relax. There is the balance to life. And if you don't enjoy a little bit of Earth Final Conflict every now and again, then you're going to go crazy. And Dr. Edward, I do remember V. Oh, I think you were just about to say. Sorry.
We were both going to say it at the same time.
Yep.
And he says, what kind of creepy? Yes, it was.
I think that's where the whole Lizard Illuminati thing came from. Or it was the Lizard Illuminati telling us that they're here after all. And it's just, you know, to put it out there and say, see, we put it out there in a TV show as a miniseries, if I remember right.
You know, that's another thing, people. And try this for yourself. Twist your reality for a moment, and when you're in the world or looking at things, see it from another perspective and find the humor in it. You know, it's find a way to alter your reality. So in other words, don't take things too seriously. But something that's helpful is just see it from a different perspective, or stand outside of it and watch people like you're watching a movie, so you see a different perspective. And less subjective, more objective. Mm-hmm. But then it does take on a twist of humor. Entertain yourself.
I can at that. And also, you know, look at what motivates people.
Yeah.
But
Anyway, let's start picking some cards, shall we? First cards of the year. Wendy is back with us. She's been busy at work, and I knew, Wendy, that you went MIA one Wednesday to go watch Spider-Man.
But all is forgiven because of the awesomeness of said movie. And, of course, we're available in the archive, so.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, let's start out with Ronnie, shall we? I think that's what we're going to go for. And for those in the archives who are listening in the archives, Michael is going to select an Inner Oracle Self-Discovery card designed by Dr. Douglas Kelly, and I'm going to pull a Support Tarot card.
Absolutely. All right, so Ronnie, let's see what we have. First card of the new year. Wild card number 4, Unknowable. Perfect.
My fave.
There are mysteries in the universe, and not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind, and you change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Well, I'm not meaning to sound hokey because this is what we've been talking about, but I pull out the Three of Diamonds, and to me that's about faith. You know, it's about having faith, having that belief system. My old teacher Magda in the old days would call it the church card. Of course, it's since a different connotation of that place of prayer, that place of faith. So when you have the unknowable and that Three of Diamonds, Three of Pentacles, Ronnie, it's like having faith in yourself that no matter what you're going through, what's coming, you've got this. Look back at everything you've been through. You've got this. You have the skills. You don't need to wear porcupine quills anymore because you've got good skills, you know, and you've believe in yourself and moving forward this year. So, and I want to add in there, if you've been feeling a little tired or kind of emotionally beaten up, you've got this. You're okay. So that's what I want to say to you in that, and I hope it makes sense.
Good message.
Yeah.
All right. We have Jamil next.
Jamil.
Ah, here's a good one. Another wild card. We have wild card number 7, Hope.
Ah, see?
Yep.
I love it.
Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
In support of that, Jamil, is the Ace of Spades, Ace of Swords. What that is in a very simple term, as I see this, is success with effort behind it. So it means overcoming a challenge, and you are assured successes. So that hope is truly, and again, that's what we're talking about tonight. It's interesting, the synchronicity here, because for you, Jamil, believe in yourself, be hopeful, and you are assured success. Although the disclaimer is there might be some challenges ahead where you have to really apply yourself, use your skills also, and put some effort into it. You know, I know a lot of us kind of wish that the lottery would just come to us, but unless you buy a ticket, and even then, it's a crapshoot, you know. But we do have to make that happen. We have to put that energy out and put the physicality behind it. So you've got this also, and I do, just a little flash in my head. I think, I know I'm going to sound like a fortune teller, but there's 3 successes this year coming up for you. So keep going with the power of your energy and know that you can overcome any obstacles because there's successes coming. That's what I got to say about it.
I like it. All right. And I think we have Dr. Edward next. And I have number 44, Attitude and Disposition.
Okay.
Let's see. One sec. attitude and disposition. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive and ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude does make it happen.
Well, we know you have a good attitude, Edward, so, I mean, you've got this. What this is also saying here is, with the Seven of Diamonds in support of that, is being able to look at how far you've come. Think of it as, I call it the harvest card. You know, when you're saying, wow, after all the work, these are the benefits of that. And you really are starting to see more of the benefits of everything that you have invested and the energy that you've put out. And I think what this is also trying to say is it does shift your attitude and disposition in a way that's even more positive than you would have anticipated for yourself. So I find that really optimistic. There's some, you know, like overcoming little hurdles, but acknowledging that in yourself and things improving. So good things coming. Hey, all by right. The way, everybody, we don't make this stuff up. Michael really is pulling cards randomly.
That's true.
I really am. I've got the cards fanned out over my table. And we really are picking these cards. So there isn't like we've set this up. Because it sounds like we do, Michael.
Well, I mean, it's true. You only have one of, 54 different options. So in that regards, you're going to get one of the cards that we have. But no, I stand here and I actually shuffle these cards kind of absentmindedly throughout the entire broadcast while we're talking. Mm. But I think it's cool. Come to that time of the evening. We have our card keeper, Wendy, for the new year.
Yes.
All right. Wendy, I have number 24, Truth.
Truth.
There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or in a direction.
Wendy, two cards slipped out. So I'm going to go with this. First one is the Eight of Hearts, or the Eight of Cups. Now, in the Rider-Waite deck, everybody get a picture of this. It's nighttime, the moon is shining, a guy walking kind of through little mountains in the water, and, it's kind of like walking in the dark. And I kind of take that literally. I always see the Eight of Hearts as an intuitive card. I call it one of the back cards. Like, you may not know where you're going, but you have good instincts and intuition. So if things don't seem clear to you for a while, don't worry about it. The clarity will come because the Three of Hearts, it assures celebration and it ensures like a positivity and maybe even a more sociability perhaps, or friends or extended family. And in this, I don't know why I feel this for you, Wendy, but your family could be growing. You're going to hear about your family growing this year. That's a flash. I go with it, and there we go. So the truth with that Eight of Hearts, I think what it is if you feel like there's things you don't know about or some things that could have been withheld, you're going to find out what they are. You just got to be patient and let it all unfold. So Wendy is also saying in the chat, Michael, and I see a little activity here, little Christmas on January 6th is Ukrainian Orthodox Christmas. And January 6th is Christmas Eve of Ukrainian Christmas.
Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah. So Michael was saying in the chat that was unfamiliar to him, so that's why we're bringing it up, and anybody else is wondering. I grew up with a young girl, well, in my grade school years, knew her for 12 years then, and I would go over to their house all the time. They were Ukrainians, and it was a wonderful time, you know, because they had like two Christmases. Michael, can you believe that? They had one on the 25th of December, then they had another one on the 7th of January. Oh, man, those lucky people. But the food and the celebration, it was wonderful.
And I think that has to do with the Julian calendar as opposed to the Catholic Gregorian calendar at the time.
Yeah. But, yeah, everybody has
history is fun.
Ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, people in Constantinople didn't want to have to listen to what people in Rome were doing, so they kind of did their own thing.
They mix stuff up. You know, everybody mixed stuff up. But so that's just a sidebar to that. I really enjoyed our conversation tonight, Michael. You know, it goes by so fast.
It does, but we're not done just yet.
Okay.
We have, I believe, Tamara, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to scroll up and make sure I didn't catch that wrong.
Oh, good catch, Michael.
Oh, Teresa. Teresa, excuse me. Teresa asked for a card. So.
Oh, my God. She's thinking. She's screaming in her little place saying, but what about me? What about me? I went and got those links for you and everything.
So. All right, so Teresa, we have a couple cards for you, and the first one, another wild card. Wild card kind of night. It's number 8, Freedom.
Good one.
Let's see. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
Well, what I really like about the Empress in support of that for you, Teresa, is truly this is a time to plant seeds and watch them grow. Watering them, of course, but I feel a really good year coming for you, and I almost get a sense of new work or something entrepreneurial or applying yourself where there's rewards to it. So I love that when I get that feeling. Empress is fertility. So you understand, it's like where things grow. It's just about growth and expanding. Freedom, you can do whatever you want. You know, it's like apply yourself in whatever way. Think, you know, when Michael says free and sovereign being of the universe, think about that for a minute. We are free and sovereign beings of the universe. We're not born to this planet to be of that government or this other. We're free and sovereign being. That just happens to be where we land. You know, call it, I don't know, karma, I don't care what you call it. But I don't identify myself as, let's say, a Canadian without first identifying myself as a universal being with the freedom to be me and growing more into who I'm born to be. And I think that's the reminder here for you is who you're born to be. So in this year, new applications of yourself, extending yourself, and it's quite exciting. And truly, I didn't mean to overlook you. I just didn't see your name in the chat. So,
hey, that's why we got, you know, four eyes. Yours and mine, we keep an eye on things. And we also ask you to keep us honest. If we miss you in chat, you can say, hey, guys, what about me? And then we'll be, of course, we're going to grab you. And we always like to, especially this new year, kind of give you a bit of a message, something that makes you think. And Dr. Hunter, your intuitive insights have always been just spot on. You know, and I think a lot of people can attest to that too. But
well, again, Michael, our first program of 2022, numerically, by the way, 2022 adds up and reduces to a 6. You know, of course, adds up to a 6. That is more sociability. Actually, it's just a really positive, good number in that community, commitments, promises, service is a big one for the number 6. And that's why I think the overall global vibe you know, when we change a calendar, is there. So keep your optimism, you know, keep hopeful. Think of and do something, watch something that's inspiring every day, not just the news and all the other stress. And just stay in your body and be you. That's what I say.
Good advice. Good advice. Being yourself, staying in your own body, you know. I think
as opposed living... to somebody else's or alien.
Well, we were talking about aliens. We don't know how they're going to invade. They might be body snatchers. We don't know. So if the aliens invade, don't let them take over your body. I think that's really the takeaway. Oh, I'm sorry. Hope. Hope, positivity, and working towards a new future. That's going to be our takeaway for this Spirit of Life tonight. And, you know, Dr. Hunter, I can't say anything better than what you already said. That's a perfect way to end it. And I think that we're off to a good start in 2022. I'm looking forward to the discussions we're going to be having. I know we don't have a topic for next week yet, but we will be broadcasting that in advance. So keep an eye on your email, and we'll be letting you know. And any last thoughts, Dr. Hunter?
No, just everybody, when you get a chance, please watch that 7 minutes of Shane, as we talked about off the top of the program. And I think it's a feel-good. With a reality check, it is a feel good, all about love. There is a tomorrow.
Hey, that is what we need. I know that I do at this time, and so I'm definitely going to be checking out. Inspiration helps us move along. But well, looking forward to you guys joining us next week. We always appreciate you. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.